This is Triple M's Rush Hour with James Brayshaw. And Billy Brownless.
Yes.
You are on thin ice, Rabbits Bartholomew. Now,
yes.
Fat.
Yes, please.
We get lots of requests for everything on this show. But I think the peep thing, though, not really that jokes, but I think the thing people enjoy more than anything else is the idiot file. And we can, Maddie does a magnificent job of putting him together, Maddie Haywood, the genius out of the booth. And he says to me regularly, we could do one of these every day.
No,
they'd go for about 6 minutes.
I've never heard him say that.
No, because he doesn't say it to you. He says it to me. Oh. But what we say to him, Maddie, that would be funny but cruel. So we can't do one every day, but we can do one every week or so.
Yes.
And so back by popular demand, the idiot file.
Jim, you just heard it then. The Brownless Hour. 6 weeks of Rush Hour Gold there has been. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. And another one who passed away is one of your favourites, Jim, in the square ring.
Square circle. Second most downloaded thing in the history of the show.
Of the Rush Hour.
We're in our 11th year.
11th? Hard to say that.
Not really.
Like, wrinklest. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thinking thickens.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
Plot thickens.
We'll cut that out. Quick one, the supercars at Sandown,
yes.
500.
Helmet.
Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim?
Yes.
I'll just quickly have a look at Richmond and Carlton, up. Two changes. Basho Hooley's out, and so is Pickett.
Marlon. He might be the injury sub, do you think?
Well, he's certainly there. They pick one of the four emergencies, and he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
What, Marbio? He's there.
Marbio.
He's there also. So Chol.
Yes.
I'll tell you who is doubtful.
Marbio Choi.
Choi. I'll tell you who.
It's Chol.
Yes, Jimmy boy. There was such a huge response to my bake. Mm. We're going to replay it. And I'll kick some.
Oh, no.
I'll kick someone. I'll kickstart. And guess what happened, Jim? He failed, this is the husband, to notice that his wife's hospital gown was still up around her waist, leaving everything below to on show. So, Jim, do you know what their nickname is? Like we have the dolphins and the sharks and the stingers. Do you know what their nickname is for the surfing team, Jim?
No.
Neither do I.
I think you do.
No.
Go on, give it a crack.
Well, this is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangagis.
Go one more time.
Arukangagis.
Iriganji. Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji. Headline stories.
What's that one say?
Excess.
Excess.
Oh, yeah.
You can always go one too many.
Don't, mate. You knew I'd stuff that up.
Yeah, I did.
Silly four-eyed. Guess what? There's only one other Errol that has played AFL VFL footy.
In the history of the comp?
In the history of the game, Jim. One other. Errol Hutchinson, 1958.
Errol.
But they need someone. Yes, they need someone up forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got there.
He nearly stuffed it up.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
What did you say?
A Dale Thomas Cup. Just on big games, tomorrow night also, or maybe Friday night. Which is tomorrow night. Yeah, you'd have to ask them, Jim. I don't know what.
No one who is sane would do it.
The aircon.
Oh, in their own chariot.
They're worried about what comes through.
What, they'll get COVID out of their own air conditioning.
COVID out of their air conditioning.
Yeah,
But you're allowed to wear a mask, so good luck to those. See what's happening in the Suez Canal?
Oh, no.
Sewer Canal? Suez Canal?
Which one?
The little canal where the big boats go down, Tim. Big ships, container ships.
Even with you,
there's a traffic
getting
jam.
It wrong four times. I know.
A big container ship.
Yes.
G'day, it's Billy Brownless. During the week on Rush Hour's Triple M's Rush Hour. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, "Here's to toast." No, "Here's to bread."
Oh, no.
Number five, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, legend.
Do you know him?
Yes, the actor.
Brilliant. Star Trek, isn't he?
Do you know
Star
him?
Trek.
Star Trek. Doctor Who and things
Star
like that.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. And do you know he? Yeah.
Do you know him?
Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. We've met him, and he's a lovely, lovely fella. Hitch.
Spot on? What did
spot
you
on.
Say?
Something like
what
that.
The hell was that?
Spot on. The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce. Jim, that's all a bit of laugh, bit of fun. It's all about the bants.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But it's only one way. There's no bants in it.
Well,
I could stuffing stuff up.
I could find some of yours.
No, you couldn't.
Hey, guess Peter Hitchener, who's okay, fine now and everything.
Brilliant.
But guess
Chompers.
Who's doing the news this week?
Who?
Tony.
I told you. He's trying to act as if he's on holiday down at Indented Head or wherever the hell he is.
Number two
he
is doing
he was
it.
Never, ever going to allow that, the Chompers. Ooh. He got straight into the Toyota and straight up the freeway and into the makeup chair.
He did.
The rush
well,
hour.
Thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight. Thanks, Chompity, Chomp. Okay, thanks for that.
Triple M.